Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So the movie is Bully, and it comes out on Friday. You've heard a lot about this, whether it was the whole ratings fiasco that was going on in the States, the way that Lee Hirsch looks at bullying, his personal story. It's a movie that everybody should go and see. And, you know, whether you have whatever opinions you have on this, or growing up, maybe you were bullied or you were the bully. Just go and see the movie. So, Lee, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. It's so nice to be here.
How long has this movie been in your life now? As a movie, not as your life.
Not as your life, right? Yeah. Like, this is we're about at the 3-year mark.
Yeah.
Wow.
About 3 years, yeah.
And why? What was the one moment that you had of where you're like, you needed to, you know, get on this and put this on film?
Yeah, it's that thing that, you know, you ever have ideas, something that you sort of want to do in your life, and you pull it out and you go, oh, I'm too scared, and you put it away, and you pull it out and you put it away, and you procrastinate. This was kind of that movie for me. You know, it just reached a point where I took it out and I said, you know what, now's the time. I think I'm ready in my life, and I can tell this story, and I have the sort of space to do it. And at the same time, you know, it's when you started to hear about a lot of the suicides.
Yeah.
Or at least for me, I started, and there were two nearly back-to-back suicides of two 11-year-old boys in the United States. And that just, you know, kind of locked in the need to just keep going and do this film.
How attached did you get while filming this movie, Bully? How attached did you get to the families or to the kids?
Very attached. You know, sometimes I think you do a project and you meet people and you spend a day or two with them and you do what you need and you go away and that's it. You don't think very much about them ever again. These families became essentially my extended family. You know, we spent a year with Alex, who's the central character in the film, who's a seventh grader in Sioux City, Iowa. And, you know, you get so connected with the inner sort of workings of the family, but to see his growth, his arc. And now it's, you know, now we're at the 3-year mark.
Yeah.
And I see him, you know, hanging out with Meryl Streep now and celebrities and speaking to the press. And, you know, from the very shy, bullied kid that he was, you know, these things, they become part of your life, these families.
When you're filming this movie, it's tough. Like when I see just the trailer, and I see the way some of these kids are acting towards the other kids, like I get mad.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever find when you were filming this movie that you just were filled with rage, but you had to keep going, you had to keep filming, you couldn't say anything, you couldn't do anything at that particular moment?
There were more moments like that than I could count. From various reasons. In some cases, it was the, you know, inability of adults or administrators to sort of step in and do the right thing. In the case you're talking about, I mean, I witnessed, essentially bared witness to an incident where Alex was bullied. And actually, you know, we actually stopped the whole movie and went to the school and went to his family and showed them our footage. And really, the whole course of the movie changed after that. So I think there are moments when you have to stop and sort of just say, okay, here it changes. You have to enter into it because you can't stay as a sort of neutral observer anymore. And that absolutely happened in the making of this film.
It's 7:38. It's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. We're here with director Lee Hirsch. The new movie, Bully, is in theaters on Friday.
So... is there a line to describe what bullying is? Because a lot of people are still sort of, you know, in denial that something may actually be bullying. They write it off as something else. Are there, I don't want to say rules, but you know what I mean? Are there rules?
There's general agreement that you can look at bullying as a sort of coupling of a couple of factors.
Yeah.
So one would be that it's repeated. So the insults or the physical abuse is a repeated action, okay? That two, that there's an intent to harm with that action. And three, that it's coupled with an imbalance of power.
Okay.
You put those three together and you got that's a pretty very, very clear case of bullying.
Because you wonder...
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And, you know, I, like... you look at certain things now and like me growing up, ripping on each other, whether you are best friends or not, is what builds a sense of humor when you're an adult. You know what I mean? It's like there's a lot of stuff that I know that I went through when I was a kid that like in the zero tolerance world now, you would have got suspended for. But it was never done in a malicious way because there was an understanding between the people. Is there some of this of where kids just don't have the capacity to understand what the line is?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, I think that that's it's a great point that you make. And no one's arguing against that sort of normalized kind of like back and forth of social interaction or even conflict, right? Like, that's the problem with the zero tolerance world. I think stopping bullying isn't about quote unquote zero tolerance. It's about building empathy. It's about building people's ability to be critical and to evaluate and to realize when someone's being victimized and have the courage and the strength to step in on their behalf. Like, it's, you know, that sort of like, you know, back and forth banter where you learn how to like give it back and get it. And, you know, that's you know, often a normal part of growing up. But let me throw it back to you. Do you remember in that same world that you just described, one or two kids for which it wasn't normal, for which it was went over the line?
Oh, no, for sure. For sure. And
I absolutely.
And I remember stuff with me. My problem growing up was that I was always way bigger than the kids in my grade. And so I was fair game to people that were like 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
So a lot of the physical stuff that happened with me would happen with almost like men when I was, you know, when I was 16. I was like 6'1 in grade 8.
Right.
And when you're 6'1 in grade 8, the people that want to hurt you are not other kids in grade 8. They're kids that are, you know, 20 years old, you know, 25 years old. So it was, you know, so that is what, you know, other people have to live with. Anyway, can you stick around and take some phone calls from people?
I'd love to.
Yeah. Okay,
great.
Cool.
Good morning. Who's this?
Fruhar.
Hi, it's the Roz and Mocha Show.
Okay, I love you guys, like, honestly.
Thanks, you. Hon. What's your question?
My question is, how would you, like, stop the bullying? Like, you can't really ignore it and, like, walk away from it because they'll still be around you.
You know, I don't...
That's got to be the hardest question ever, right?
You know, it is a hard question. Are you a student? Are you...
Yeah.
In what world are you looking at?
No, I'm in middle school in grade 8.
You're in middle school. God, jeez.
Well, I've been bullied for, like, 3 years.
All right, well, first of all, I want you to know that I stand with you and this movie was made for you and all the kids that go through this every day and that you're not alone and that you're awesome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, I think that and how's it going now? Are you still feeling like you're being bullied or are things better?
No, it still happens.
So
have you talked to anybody about it?
Yeah, I talked to teachers, my friends, and then I tried committing suicide half of the time.
Well, boy, you know, I'm so glad that you're calling us this morning and you're with us. And this movie, you'll see that there's lots and lots of kids that are all heroes and heroines like yourself that have gone through this experience. You've got to keep looking for allies, for an adult that's going to stand with you. Just the fact that you said you have friends, that's a great start. That means you're not alone and you have to know that. But this is the thing, is like adults need to hear what this young woman is saying.
Yeah,
I do talk to teachers because I have teachers that I can trust.
Yep.
But like my mom died, you know, when I was a kid, so it's hard on that too.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What is the nature of the bullying? What are they picking on?
Oh, they're calling me a slut because a guy asked me out in grade 6 and I said no.
Yeah.
So he made a rumor up that I'm a slut.
Yeah, we say that all the time on this show, that the slut tag is one of the single hardest things for a young girl to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
If you get labeled a slut in grade 6, people will still call you a slut in grade 12.
Right.
You know, it is one of the most difficult things. And a lot of times it comes from, you know, a guy who doesn't know any better. And the one thing that young guys don't understand, you know, when you first start dating or you first show interest in a girl, is that that girl's reputation is in your hands. And that girl's reputation is something that you need to protect. Whether you stay together for years or it's 6 months, because as a young guy, especially in junior high, you have the ability to destroy a girl's life by simply calling her something as easy as a slut, which is a throwaway term that a lot of young guys use, mostly because the girl didn't give them anything.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens.
That's the craziness about
That's the craziness right. about the slut tag. And guys, young guys don't understand that. They really don't. And it's heartbreaking, hon.
No, it is.
Thank you so much for the phone call today.
Stand strong.
Lee Hirsch is still here. Thank you for that, bro. The movie is Bully. Opens Friday. If you want to talk to Lee, or if you have questions about bullying, again, the phone number 416-870-8888.
I believe Ahmed is on line 6.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. What do you want to say?
Thank you. My question is basically this. At the end of the day, are parents responsible for basically how their kid grows up in their house that basically gets their behavior in school? Because I remember growing up, I mean, I was bullied too for my physical appearance and verbally abused too. I wore glasses. And a lot of the time, it was very hurtful, and I used to hate it. But, I mean, my parents always taught me to be humble, to be nice, to be good to people, to treat people with respect. But, I mean, at the end of the day, aren't parents really to blame for the bullying that's happening in school?
You know, one of the things that just strikes me listening to Ahmed is that, this thing about bullying is everybody's got a story.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Everybody has a story. Listen, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think parents play a huge role. But at the same time, you know, when I look at the situation, you can't reach into private homes. You can't help everybody in their home. But where you can help them is in public institutions like schools. And if schools teach, how to protect against bullying, how to stand up, how to be, you know, like a change maker, an upstander, not someone that stands by and watches when kids get bullied. This is the stuff where change happens. You know, in an ideal world, every parent would be terrific and teach the kind of values that your parents taught you. And how awesome that they did that. But that's just not the world we live in. So the only place where we can really intersect on that is in the context of school. And so there's a big conversation here to be had with principals and teachers and bus drivers and the whole community and the whole fiber and parents as well, if they're willing partners.
Thanks so much for the call.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Before we say goodbye to you, Lee, in the documentary, you focus on the kids that are bullied. Do you find out why kids do bully? Do you pay as much attention to the bullies? And if not, what was the reasoning behind that?
We don't. Yeah. This film really lives in the world of five families and kids that are dealing with it on a day-to-day basis. It's, you know, it's just not a perfect, you know, TV documentary where we explore everything and there's experts. It's just, it's a film where you spend a year, following what happens.
Because I think that, you know, finding out that your kid is bullied at school is heartbreaking. But I think as a parent, for me, I think that finding out if my kid at school was the bully. Just as heartbreaking.
Yeah, what are those parents saying? The parents of the bullies, when you finally tell them, hey, your kid is, you know, one of the biggest bullies in school right now.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys asked that, because when we were finishing the movie, we had to go back and get signed releases from 28 families of kids that had been that you see bullying Alex, the central character in the film. 28 families, and they said yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
They all, except for one who we couldn't find, said yes, and a lot of them, speaking, you know, to the previous caller's question, did not know that their kids were engaged in being bullies. The school hadn't contacted them. They were never given a chance to try and work with their kid to correct it. So, you know, it's a complicated thing. And the takeaway that I had was that they were some of them cried. Some of them called their kid, you know, immediately and made them sit and watch the movie as a family. So, you know, it's tough stuff all around. And I think, I think it's just a conversation that we need to be in at the national level.
Wow, Lee, you know what, dude? Honestly, we could have you on this show for the rest of the hour and the phone lines would be lighting up. There's so much more we could talk to you about. The movie is called Bully. It's in theaters on Friday. You can check it out at the Varsity Theater.
Also, check out bullymovie.ca.
Lee Hirsch, thank you so much for taking the time to spend.
Have a great day. The Roz and Mocha Show. Kiss 92.5.